We welcome in a very special guest, Heather Green Oliver from Sudbury.com. Hello, Heather.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Between you and I, Mel, Heather made me a liar.
What?
So yesterday we were talking about the 8 in 10 people have cried in the workplace, and I said that that's never happened to me. Then it dawned on me as we were welcoming her in here today that watching any of the acts of kindness videos that Heather is in, as soon as I see her don the Santa hat, I know that tears are going to be flowing out of my face.
So this is the fourth Christmas for Sudbury.com and you doing the acts of kindness.
That's right.
We're going to see the first one
on December 9th.
That's Monday. But today is Giving Tuesday, so we thought it would be a perfect opportunity for you to explain what exactly the Acts of Kindness program is about.
Okay, so Acts of Kindness, you know, there's so much negativity in the news these days that we just want to share some good news. So we highlight people that do great things in our community, and sometimes they're families that need help. 12 days of kindness every workday leading up to Christmas, we surprise a deserving person, organization, or family with some sort of act of kindness.
So how do you find out about these people, these businesses, these organizations who need help?
So they're all nominations that are sent into our website at sudbury.com/AOK. And we start asking questions. We start seeking out for sponsors. This year, we have some amazing sponsors, amazing local businesses on board. It's going to be an exciting year.
Now, I saw a picture yesterday of you in a school. I don't know if you can tell what the school is or...
No. Chris can't keep
no.
a secret.
No,
don't
secret.
Say
it.
No, I'm not saying anything.
So if you follow Heather on Instagram, you may be able to see a little sneak preview of a classroom anyway.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep your composure when you're doing this? Because it's a tearjerker. Every single one is like, I can't not cry.
I don't keep my composure. The camera's usually not on me, and I make that
creative editing.
I don't want the camera on me. It's not about me. But yeah, I don't. I have a really hard time. A lot of times I'm crying before I even walk in to the surprise because I know what's going to happen. I know where it's leading to.
Right.
And as soon as I see their faces, I usually lose it because they are like going through the process of I know what's going
mm-hmm.
to happen.
See, I thought you were this
stoic.
Because I watch those. I don't even click on the play button until I have a Kleenex in my hand. They're really heartwarming. And what's more heartwarming is, like you said, the sponsors that come together. The nomination is always wonderful to read and wonderful to find out about these hardworking individuals who really don't expect anything back. And people who maybe need some help at this time of year. And I just think it's a wonderful thing that you're here on Giving Tuesday to tell us all about it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. Maybe you can give us a little peek behind the curtain. How long does it take to execute the actual act and then the editing process afterwards? Because like you said, you're going to be doing it every weekday from starting on Monday all the way until Christmas. So what is that time like?
To actually film, it's over so quick. It most of the time is getting it all ready, finding out more about the person, what they need, what their actual needs are, and then fulfilling that need. So reaching out to these local businesses to see if they could help out. That's where all the time is spent. Sometimes that takes
the research
weeks,
and background
days.
Stuff.
Yeah, the research stuff.
When did you start on this year's group then?
We started late this year just because the election kind of.
Okay, so right after the election.
Yeah,
day.
Right after the election, we tried to. Yeah, but obviously, you know, there's Halloween in there and then there's Remembrance Day. We don't want to put anything up that's Christmas related before Remembrance Day. So right after Remembrance Day, we got right on it and started, you know, calling out for nominations and they started rolling in really fast.
If anyone is going to be a spokesperson for waterproof mascara, I think that Heather Green Oliver should definitely get something like Maybelline or MAC or I don't know any of those big makeup companies, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just showing them how it's done.
It's true.
So where can people find the first video, which is going to be up on this upcoming Monday on December 12th?
Yeah. So every morning, go to sudbury.com to starting December 9th. And if you know somebody, nominations are still open.
Ooh.
Go to sudbury.com/AOK. We still have some spots open. So yeah, send in those nominations.
I like to binge. I like to do the waterproof mascara, box of Kleenex, glass of wine, and binge the acts of kindness.
And that's like, rough.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, Mel, it's Wednesday. We have to get through this show. Put the wine down. Thank you very much, Heather.
Thank you, guys.